This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday. Had a spirited first hour, talking NBA, talking Grizzlies, Lakers, and LeBron being called an old man by Dylan Brooks. Bijan Robinson, the former Texas running back, he will join us coming up in a little bit. The great Mark Messier, on loan from the mothership, will join us as well. So the Grizzlies somehow beat the Lakers in a less than inspiring performance by the Lakers. They tie that series at a game apiece. The Bucks and Heat, Milwaukee comes back without Giannis. Drew Holiday has a big night. They tie that series at a game apiece. The Nuggets are up 2-0 on the Timberwolves. Tonight it'll be the Sixers at the Nets. Kings will be at the Warriors. The Kings getting 5.5 in that game. The Suns are favored at the Clippers. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We will get to phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Make sure you check out danpatrick.com. Got some wonderful T-shirts, some new T-shirts there. Very, very, very funny.
DDC.
We have the Dead Dad Club. You didn't ask for it, but you got it. The Dead Dad's Club T-shirt is available. Marvin's hands, strategically placed if you buy it for your wife. But not big hands, but the actual size, Marvin's hands. We didn't think of this, that somebody may buy this for their girlfriend or their wife. And we have Marvin's hands on the T-shirt.
Didn't consider that part of it.
We did not. We did not. Quality control didn't do a good job on that. But
we all win.
Yeah. Will you let your wife wear a T-shirt with your hands on it?
Not outside.
Okay. Would you guys let your wife wear a T-shirt with Marvin, the outline of Marvin's hands on the T-shirt? Seton?
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
I would.
Todd?
No question.
Okay.
Gotta spice things up a little bit. Whatever that means.
Paulie?
I'll just say this. My wife may make Marvin's hands look bigger when she wears the shirt.
Oh. I don't think I'm going to let my wife wear the T-shirt. Just... probably, you know, there's other ones. Like she wore I'm a one seed the other day, and she goes, I don't know what it means, but I like it.
She thought it was like a fertilizer.
She's not exactly the, you know, a diehard sports fan, but that's good because, you know, we talk about other things when I go home. But she high motor, she had that on. She goes, well, I don't know what that means. I said, you got a lot of energy. And she goes, oh, okay, high motor. All right, poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, I'm sort of putting together a list here of Bijan Robinson will be drafted by the ...
By the?
Yes.
Okay.
... So we're looking at teams.
Okay, so we're going to play the game before he comes on.
Yes, Dan.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, if I ask him, where do you think you'll go, and is it different from where you want to go, would he answer either one of those?
I don't think you're getting an answer.
Probably not. No. But that won't stop me from asking. Because you never know. If he says, you know what? I think I'm going to the Cowboys. And I want to go to the Cowboys. Now, he won't say where he wants to go because, let's say, Philadelphia decides they want to draft him. Or, you know, somebody out of nowhere is going to go, you know what, we're going to take him. Because by all accounts, he's a top five talent. And I love the fact that he doesn't, you know, define himself as a running back. He's a difference maker. That's what he told the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a great answer. He's sort of the offensive version of Micah Parsons. Because Parsons was listed as a linebacker. And he said, no, I'm not. He's basically a difference maker. He's a football player. And Bijan Robinson is probably going to be the first running back taken, but is it going to be as high as you would think? Or is he better than Saquon Barkley, who went number two overall? Yes.
It's really difficult to narrow this down because pretty much every team in the NFL is taking a look at him, if you believe all the headlines.
Yeah.
It's everybody from the Bills, Lions, Falcons, Eagles, Cowboys. It's everybody in between.
We'll talk about the draft here in a moment. There was a moment last night after the game with the Lakers losing to the Grizzlies, the pesky Grizzlies without Ja Morant. And Dylan Brooks had this back and forth with a reporter talking about LeBron James.
You and LeBron have that exchange. There are people out there that say maybe you shouldn't do that with one of the better players in the game. What were you thinking?
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. He should have been saying that earlier on. But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40. I pride myself on, you know, what I do is defense and taking on any challenge that's on the board.
Is this a mistake? I know that this is what Dylan Brooks, you know, how he is recognized. Now, he's a good player, but it feels like this is what he wants to be known for, or he's making a name for himself. Because let's say he just had a game last night. You know, he gets 16 points and whatever, 7 rebounds and 5 assists, a couple of steals. Nobody's talking about it. But he's got people in, you know, across the country talking about him because he called LeBron James old. Talk about the Cowboys, talk about LeBron. Chances are people are going to talk about you. And that happened last night. Now he's saying, he's old. Let me see him put up 40 on me. Does LeBron fall for this? You know, Lance Stephenson. Remember when he would do that, blow in LeBron's ear? And I'm thinking, God, how do you, like, you're LeBron and they're doing this to you. I just can't imagine somebody's going to blow in Larry Bird's ear or Magic or Mike, Isaiah. Although Isaiah did kiss Magic on the cheek, so I don't know. By choice, though. He didn't just walk up and go, I'm going to emasculate you.
He wasn't randomly doing it to other point guards. By the way, LeBron James has scored 40 or more against every team he's played against in his career. The Milwaukee Bucks 6 times, but he now has done it against every single team in the league.
Yes, Todd.
LeBron is smart enough, you would think, to file that away and put it on the shelf. And as I think you alluded to earlier, once it's over and they knock the Grizzlies out, which I think they will, then you do the little, if you want to do a little waving goodbye as they go off the court, and there's your little moment, and that's all you need.
But see, you're LeBron. You don't have to lower yourself to Dylan Brooks. I wouldn't do any wave, any scoreboard. I would make it even, by ignoring him, would make it worse for Dylan Brooks. I'd be like, dude, I'm supposed to beat you. When I'm 50, I'm still going to be better than you. And I'll put up 40 on you when I'm 50. Like, I wouldn't acknowledge Dylan Brooks whatsoever. I'd be like, hey, give credit. And here's LeBron after the game talking about the Grizzlies.
You know, I felt like we was prepared tonight. We just didn't execute as well as we did in game one. First close to 48 minutes. So they made adjustments. We made some adjustments. And, you know, you tip your hat to them. They played a well of a game tonight.
All right. Played a well of a game, whatever that means. And now you go back to L.A. And to me, Anthony Davis is what stood out. Like, you go 13-8? Come on. That's where you go 30-18. He was Giannis before Giannis. That's what drives me crazy. Or Embiid. Like, he was on that trajectory. He was them before them. And that's what you want to see. And I know there have been fluke injuries, but God, that's the time where you go, let's just polish these guys off. Let's go back home. We're not coming back to Memphis. Let's just take care of this. Don't let Ja come back. Yeah, Marv.
I hate this term because we use it so much, but do you think if you put Giannis's motor into Anthony Davis, it'd be not even close to who the best player in the NBA was?
Well, I'm not going to say that he doesn't try. I don't know how important it is for him to be great. I think Giannis has always had to prove himself. Where Anthony Davis was on Kentucky and they won a national title, Giannis had to come to this country. Nobody knew anything about him, and he had to prove himself and continue. And I love watching him because he does want to get better. I don't know if Anthony Davis, like sometimes you're just so good, and that's good enough for you. But the injuries, if they're going to win a title, it'll be because Anthony Davis. Not LeBron, it'll be Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis will take the load off LeBron and some of these other role players. Yeah, Paul.
Davis, though, this year in 54 starts, averages 26 points, 12 and a half rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. You would kill for that for your big man.
Yes.
But it just feels like there's 10% we're waiting for. You know, 7 years ago, he was averaging 29, 12, and 3 blocks.
Yeah, but those were meaningless games he was doing in New Orleans.
Correct.
I want to see when it's a big game, big moment, you take over. That's what I want to see. Yes, Mark.
Do you think it's just his demeanor? Almost like a Joe Johnson. Like, not very, you know, rah-rah type, but he just balls out.
Well, people talked about LeBron, that, you know, LeBron wasn't a killer that Kobe and Mike were, or Bird was. Yeah, I get that. But you can still, I mean, LeBron is going to go down as the one of the two or three greatest players of all time. So he's doing okay with that demeanor. And he passed first, and a guy who isn't a shooter. He's a scorer. We're a week away from the draft. C.J. Stroud. When's his name going to be called? Brady Quinn, former quarterback at Notre Dame and the Cleveland Browns, was on a podcast, and he talked about C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud was supposed to go to the Manning camp, the passing camp, and he ghosted them. That was Brady Quinn's word, ghosted, and didn't show up. The night before, he was supposed to be there. Instead, he was reportedly working out with his teammates at Ohio State. And Brady Quinn was asked on this podcast, and we did invite Brady if he wanted to join us, and he said he was traveling. And we did invite C.J. Stroud. But he was not going to go, didn't go. I don't know if he told the Mannings that he wasn't going to be there, but when you say ghosted, and the reason why I bring this up is Brady was asked about C.J. Stroud. Is he going to go to the Texans? And if not, what is it that we're missing with C.J. Stroud? And he said, you know, there's a couple of things here. But he did say the night before going to the Manning Passing Academy, he didn't show up. And then he says, when you do that, that's going to set up alarms for people. I don't know if there was something else. He said some other things. That Brady said that C.J. Stroud's accuracy and level of play wasn't the same when he's under pressure. Said his drop-off was dramatic from when he was playing from a clean pocket. Okay. That's analysis, and that's fine. The other part is kind of gossipy. I'm hearing, I don't know if, you know, if you're going to leak this, who leaked this and why? Because it's like, you know, we talked about the Niners yesterday. There was a report, in quotations, from Ian Rappaport, the Niners are fielding offers for Trey Lance. Well, who leaked that? Probably the Niners. Just saying. We're open for business, but we don't want to say we're open for business. You always have to factor that in. When somebody gives you information, what is their agenda? And I've been used before in this business where somebody gives me something. And, you know, you always have to question that. But who leaked this that C.J. Stroud ghosted the Manning family? And you don't do that to the first family of football. And I don't even know if it's true or not. But Ryan Clark of the Mothership, former defensive back, came back at Brady Quinn basically saying, you know what, you're being lazy. Why don't you get in the film room? And I'm paraphrasing. Why don't you get in the film room and break down, you know, what we're seeing here. Break him down as a quarterback. I can't imagine that you ghosted the Manning family, therefore your stock is going to drop. What, you know, your stock will drop if, I'll go back to what Dan Orlovsky said on this show. And I've said this before, when I went to see Michigan and Ohio State in Columbus years ago, and Dwayne Haskins was the quarterback, and I'm watching this, so I don't have to have the camera show me a receiver's open. I see the whole field. Dwayne Haskins went back to pass, and he could choose who he wanted to throw a touchdown to. He's got an offensive line with guys who are going to play in the NFL. You have the university that produces more great wide receivers than any other one. How do I assess that quarterback? And I didn't have a, you know, not great, but a great opinion of Dwayne Haskins being a first-round draft pick. Just because it's hard to look at it and go, boy, that's him. Or is it him or is his team? And if I gave him a grade, it'd be an incomplete. And I think looking at C.J. Stroud, maybe that's what you're trying to figure out. Because I've been told, NFL scout, who scouts for an AFC, he's scouting for an AFC teams right now. He said he's the most accurate passer. And I said to him, is he dropping in your opinion? He goes, no, he's not. He is an accurate passer. And if you say, well, his production is not great under pressure, neither was Tom Brady's. I mean, quarterbacks under pressure usually don't do that well. Just ask Patrick Mahomes when Mahomes was in the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. He didn't do very well. It does happen. And that's why I think I want to be fair to C.J. Stroud here, because I think he's still – I look at the Georgia game, and he showed me everything that you would want to see in a quarterback. And we called his agent for comment. We called for him, and we called for Brady Quinn. Just curious about this, but this happens leading up to the draft where somebody says something, leaks something, whispers something. And let's say you're the Colts and you found this out and you leaked it because you wanted C.J. Stroud to fall to you at four. Like, it could happen. Yeah, Paul.
That's kind of the theory. I wonder if that could be in play. Who serves to benefit from a negative story about C.J. Stroud? Like, the Houston Texans wouldn't badmouth him. They're trying to trade that pick. They want people to trade up for him or Anthony Richardson. You can see, like, the Colts or one of those other teams that are 5, 6, 7, 8 who would like him to fall. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. You just get this gossip. I go back to when I was doing the NBA draft for the mothership. And an agent came up to me and he said, are you guys going to bring up Brendan Roy's knees? I go, no. I mean, it's not for me to do that. If the analyst, he goes, yeah, those knees, not good. Not good. He won't last long in the NBA. And I remember telling this to one of our analysts. And we decided we weren't going to do it because we needed some information. We needed more information. And it turned out to be true. Yes, Eden.
It's funny, too, because if you go back to April 17th, just a few days ago, there's a reportedly, quote, growing thought around the league that C.J. Stroud will not be selected within the top three picks. ESPN's Adam Schefter notes that he believes there's a real chance Stroud will be available for the Colts at four.
Just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence.
Just a quinky dink.
Just a coincidence.
Where is Bijan Robinson going to go? He'll join us next to talk about his draft, his love of Reggie Bush. And he's one of the first that had a career with name, image, and likeness. Did really well. So we'll talk to the talented Texas running back after this Dan Patrick Show. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed often, making it dangerously easy for cybercriminals to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easier with LifeLock by Norton, because LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. And here we are, tax time. All that information we put out there. Every single day we do this. But identity theft can happen to anyone. Loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. So 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. LifeLock by Norton. Tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Also, the Max Scherzer incident yesterday. We have some thoughts on that. Poll question for our two is what, Seton O'Connor, before we get to Bijan Robinson?
Dan, we're doing the Bijan Robinson game.
Okay.
Where, which team?
Oh, okay.
Which team will draft Bijan Robinson?
Okay, let's go around the room before we bring him in. Seton, I'll start with you. Where do you think Bijan Robinson will go?
I think it's going to be the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills. What pick do they have?
It's a little further down, so maybe hopefully they trade up.
Okay. Marvin?
I'm going to say the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Wow, that'd be the 10th pick.
Todd?
I was thinking Eagles, too. I think the better story, but I don't think it's going to fall that far, would be the Cowboys.
All right, Pauly?
I wanted to pick Detroit at 18.
Ooh.
There is no way he gets past the L.A. Chargers at 21. They could use him.
Well, depending on Austin Eckler.
Yes.
Yes, Seton.
I see the Falcons a lot, too.
Okay.
A lot of mocks who've got Falcons.
I'm going to go Cowboys. I'm going to go Cowboys. Let's bring in the Texas running back and unanimous All-American. All right. Where do you think you're going to go, Bijan?
I don't know. You know, I'm really interested to see where I'm going to go next week. I don't have a a say or a pick, but I'm just happy to be wherever who picks me up.
Okay, and, so no names now, but have you been promised by a team that if you're there when they pick that they're taking you?
I don't know.
No, you they have to have told you. Did a team tell you you won't get past us?
Team hasn't said that.
Okay.
We've just been talking.
How many interviews have you done? How many teams you met with?
I've been to two teams. And like for official visits to their city, only two teams.
And those teams are?
The Eagles and the Buccaneers of the two teams I met with. But I've been talking to like a lot of teams on Zoom and stuff and on calls. So, but yeah, those are the two places that I've been.
If somebody hasn't seen you play, how would you describe your style?
Yeah. So for me, you know, I'm a guy that can do everything on the field. You can, you know, really versatile, line me up at receiver, slot, running back, you know, do everything at the same value. And then a guy that can, you know, really make people miss anywhere on the field, create a mismatch with guys on the field and, you know, still be just as effective and even pass blocking, just little things, little nuances. And I think that my vision on the field is the thing that, you know, that I think that I put in my game and you know, pride a lot of in my game. So I guess that would describe me mainly.
And it's good to throw in pass blocking because, you know, that's always good to hear. If, you know, if a quarterback's like, oh, yeah, and he can pass block. So that's good to have. Who is your player comp? Who are you people say you remind me of?
I would say LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's
just
pretty good.
Just styles in our game. Even just what he can do and catching the ball at the backfield and still being effective after the catch. And then obviously his running style, you know, how he, you know, can get from, you know, 0 to 60 really fast while still, you know, in weird situations of trying to break tackles and trying to, you know, create angles for himself. So, and that's what I pride in my game as well. So I think that's the comp that people tend to give me a lot of.
But I wonder about this, that, you know, talking to a scout who said you're a top five talent, but you won't go in the top five.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I understand, you know, what people are thinking and what people say. You know, I believe that any team that gets me is such a blessing. And I know that God's going to put me in the right position, no matter where I'm at. But, you know, I can't change what people are thinking. You know, a team has where I'm going to be at and a team knows where I'm going to be at. And if that's in the top 10, if that's not, then it's going to be a blessing either way. So I'm just trying to enjoy the moment and, you know, people are going to have opinions, but, you know, we all don't know. So we're just all going to see, you know, in a week.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
I'm not a team fan. You know, I've never been a team fan. I've always been like a player fan. That's the kind of guy I've been. So I've been a player fan like growing up. You know, my grandpa, he was a Pac-12 official, so he was really he can never be a fan of any team. So he would like bring it in the household of like, y'all, like, you don't gotta be a fan of nobody. Just pick a player y'all like.
And your dad, grandpa Cleo, so he was there in the Pac-12. You loved Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
How did you not end up at USC?
I mean, you know, just a lot of prayer took me to Texas, but I think that you know, USC was definitely in the cards for me. That was in my top four, and you know, they actually asked Reggie if I can wear number five if I went there, and he approved. He said, yeah. So it came down really close, just because like that would have been like a cool story and a cool thing, but I knew I had to go to Texas, man, and. I mean, it worked out, but USC was definitely in the cards back then.
But also the NIL money. I mean, you're like the first generation of name, image, and likeness football players. So how does it work when you go to Texas? Mm-hmm. When do you hear? How do you hear from a company that they want to sponsor you, or you're going to endorse their product?
Yeah, so I mean, even just me going to Texas, there's so many resources and so many like. Brands that are affiliated with with the university. And, you know, for me, you know, it was when it happened, it all started, you know, in the summer. And, you know, my marketing guy, Brian Burney, you know, he was a guy that came out and was like, we need to attack this as fast as possible. And that's what we did. So there was a lot of like big brands like Canes and like Verizon that started coming really fast. So we just try to utilize everything.
You get the car? When do you get the sports car?
Okay, so that was last summer. That was last summer. So you mean the Lamborghini?
Yeah.
That was last summer. You know, we came together. Me and the guys that
did you know how to drive a Lamborghini?
I did not. I did not. But I learned real fast.
and then when somebody says we want to have a mustard.
Yeah, so even those guys, I mean, David and Craig, those the other, you know, majority owners of the company, you know, we came together as well and was like, we need to make this mustard a thing, the Bijan mustard. And really in 6 months, this became a huge deal. So it's pretty cool.
He's Bijan Robinson, Texas running back. He's not sure where he's going, but I think he knows where he is going to go, or maybe he wants to go. I get the sense you know where you want to go, but you can't say that. Also, you started out as running back.
Yep.
And it didn't go well when you first started out playing running back, did it?
Yeah, so it was I was six years old, and I started the flag football league, and I started at running back. And my first couple drives, I was running backwards. So I would get the ball and start running backwards.
Ran in the wrong direction.
Yeah, right, the wrong direction. I was running to the other team's end zone. So I'd get the ball and run to the other team's end zone.
And you wondered why nobody was chasing you.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good. Nobody's gonna touchdown. The people were tripped, like the everybody, they were going crazy. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, go the other way.
Best player you played against?
Best player I played against, I'll probably say Will Anderson. You know, just how sound he is as a player. You know, he never really misses assignments. So you got to be, you know, really focused in and really hone in on your details playing against a guy like that, because he can start off on the line. He can end up at linebacker. Like, you really just don't know where he's going to play at. So I think that he was a guy that really gave us, you know, a huge, especially myself, a huge challenge to get past him. But I think that he's the best one that I've played, you know, in my college career.
I saw on Instagram, your Instagram, you met LeBron back in December.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that come about?
Yeah. So when I signed with my agency, you know, Clutch, you know, I was in LA, and we, you know, kind of went to the Lakers game. And I mean, it was all kind of set up that we met LeBron after the game. And that was just like a huge moment, just because that's been my favorite player, my guy for, you know, all my life. So hearing, you know, what he had to say about myself and the respect that he had for my game and, you know, how he watched me in my college career, it was a good moment to hear from, I would say, the greatest player in my generation to play the game. Just to hear like what he had to say about me, and it was a lot of confidence, a lot of motivation for what I'm trying to do in the league as well. So it was pretty cool meeting a guy like that and talking to him, for sure.
What kind of football player you think LeBron would make?
I mean, that dude would be a beast. I think he'll be maybe like a tight end receiver, and just absolutely dominate, especially at his size and his speed. It'll be hard to stop him.
Well, we look at a big guy in football.
Yeah.
And then there's a big guy in the NBA. And there's a big difference in those sizes of what's big in the NFL. That could be like, you know, 6'5", you know, 280, where LeBron is 6'9", 270.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and he looks like a receiver. Like, he could play a receiver, which is crazy to me. But that's why I think that he would definitely dominate if he played the game.
He played. He was a high school. He was all state as a tight end or wide receiver.
Yeah, I think receiver.
Yeah, and not bad. Do you got the suit picked out?
I do. So I'm actually gonna go try it on today and make sure everything is correct. But it's it's going to be a nice surprise.
You know what I would do when you're drafted?
Yep.
Instead of hugging the commissioner,
yeah,
hand him some of your mustard.
That would actually be like pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, okay. See, that's an idea. Okay, yeah. I'll go back. And
maybe some chicken fingers?
Don't be surprised if it actually happens.
Hey, I'm telling you. That's just next level. I mean, your marketing department, I'm sure, does a good job, but I do a great job.
Wow.
I'm the Lamborghini of marketing, guys, just to let you know.
I believe it, too. You just said a deal.
I think it's great. I think do that. And just remember, the suit that you wear on draft night, they're going to be looking at that for decades. And you don't want them to look back and go, man, what was Bijan wearing?
Right.
Be clean. Just be clean. No mustard color. And and maybe a tie if you want to give a little acknowledgement to Texas. A little burnt orange if you want.
Okay.
But be clean. And that way it lives on forever. We don't look back and go, man, what was he thinking?
What was his new word?
Yes. No, clean. Make sure you clean.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to tune into the draft. Now, because I know what you're going to do. There's going to be product placement, you and the commissioner, and you're going to go to the Dallas Cowboys, and it's going to be a great story. Going to be a great story. Hey, good luck, okay? And congrats on your success, and we'll be watching on draft night.
Man, I appreciate you for having me on the show, man.
That's Bijan Robinson. First of all, with a name like Bijan, you got to be a star. And unanimous All-American, and great first-round grade. Come on, product placement.
I love that.
Now we've just opened the door for product placement on draft night.
I'm sure the NFL is thrilled about that.
Oh, I know. But yeah. You know what? If it prevents the commissioner from giving a hug to one of these players that's more a deeper hug than I give my wife, then I'm okay with that. Because the commissioner's like, here's a lineman out of Iowa. What's his name? Like Skronsky or something. And I'm like, oh, congratulations. Like, dude, just shake his hand, give him a hug. Like, I never want to let you go. Yes, Marv.
I'm not mad at it because.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's these guys' dream. And you know what? Yeah. I need someone to hug.
But you would think it's the commissioner's dream.
But he's a part of that guy's dream. I'm sure as a kid, those guys that are going to get drafted next week.
I always feel.
They said they want to shake the commissioner's hand and give him a hug.
I feel awkward.
What's that? Then I'll give you a hug during the break.
Okay, fair enough.
You need a hug?
It's the last time they'll hug the commissioner. Yes, yes, Eaton.
I know. I mean, they're entering this super exclusive hug and club, and that hug is the entrance into it. It's the doorway. It's a great moment.
Is anybody uncomfortable watching those hugs on draft night? Is it just me?
I see what you're saying. It can be uncomfortable, but I think Marvin and Cena, right. You want someone to hug. The big guy's there. You love him. It's your dream. You get the stage.
Bring you in a little bro.
That's 2010. That's over.
Yeah. Dude, you did it. You made it.
Ready.
You made it.
If Bijan shows up on stage with a big thing of Bijan mustards and sauce and just pulls it out, like, turns to the camera.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right, let me take a break. I got phone calls to get. We got to talk about Max Scherzer and his glove and sticky stuff and all of that. Mark Messier will join us coming up next hour. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, we'll get to some phone calls. Bijan Robinson seems like a good kid, good personality there. Every year we always fall in love with a draft pick.
Yep, he's it.
Every year. Go back to Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson Jr. III. Always feels like there's one guy that stands out. We go, we're going to be rooting for you. It's hard to root for a guy who's already gotten a Lamborghini and his own line of mustard.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, though. Man, dude got that big smile. Yeah, you're talking about the Lamborghini.
I like the fact you got to. Now, you know, I grew up in an era where guys got cars when they went to school, but it wasn't name, image, and likeness. It was like somebody came home with a was it 450 SL Mercedes two seater, and I'm like, whoa, all right, that looks like Kentucky colors. Oh. yes, Paul.
There was that great recruiting story with SMU and Texas A&M battling for Eric Dickerson, the great Texas high school running back. And there's a picture in the local paper of Eric Dickerson's mom picking out a gold Trans Am with like the golden eagle on it. I think it was like 1980 or 79. And no one knew who got it for him. And years later, it came out that I think A&M got him the car, but SMU closed him.
Ryan in Honolulu is joining us.
Hello. Aloha, dude. Happy 420, bro.
Oh, no. Do you have 420 nicknames for me?
I just Cameron Wake and Bake, Dan, and I totally have 420 sports names for you.
Cameron Wake and Bake. Oh, totally have those. See, Fritzy's not into 420.
I'll go Bake McBride. That just comes to mind.
Yeah, but that's, of course, out of the 80s.
Yeah, sure.
What else do you have here, Ryan?
Luka Doncic.
Doncic.
Okay. Bloop.
Hashish Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Owner, Stan Chronic Key.
Chronic.
All right.
Pastor LeGarrette Blount, dude.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's on the nose.
And I'm sure he did.
Robinson Canobis.
Canobis. Cannabis. Canobis.
Alvin Camarijuana.
Okay.
Alvin Camarijuana. Okay.
Da 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 da. Smoke Brandon Whedon every day.
A Brandon Whedon mention.
Love you, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Rye. See, Todd, if you ever smoked pot, you might have been able to pick up on 420.
Out of the loop.
Yeah, 420. Big day today.
It's Steve Stone and Baker McBride, and that's all I got. All older guys.
Yeah. Well, all your names are from the 80s.
That's it. That's all I know, 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I know.
Life stopped for me at 87, 88.
I'm going to wait till the top of the hour to talk about Max Scherzer and that situation. It's a little more complicated, nuanced, as they like to say, and he did something that you can't do. Well, he might have done a couple of things. He swore on his kids that he wasn't cheating. Can't do that. Yes, Marv.
How many people would you not swear on?
Well, I would say kids. Like, I would swear on my uncle.
Disposable.
Or my brother.
Which brother?
Marv.
Bill. My one brother, Bill. We have an interesting relationship, so I might say I'd swear on Bill. I'd swear at Bill.
But open something up there.
No, it's already open. Open for business. Yeah. You don't have to like everybody in your family. Yeah.
You don't choose them.
Yeah. Like, I love them, but, you know, I always have to like them. Right? Right, Marv?
Hey, what I say about
that's
like,
marriage.
Oh, for sure. You better like them. Everyone that's thinking about getting married, like them. Go ahead, Dan. Sorry.
Yes. Yes. The key is liking the person you're married to. You love them, but liking is every day.
It's like your kids.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah. You love them, but you want to like them. You hang out. Like, you go on vacation, you're with each other 6 days, how many hours, you know, every hour. And then you're like, you might have to take a break. Or you might get, you know, yelled at for an hour. Might have to have a timeout for an hour.
But if you have multiple kids and you enjoy the company of one more than others when you're doing things, mm-hmm. you can't let the other one know. You can't do that at a younger age, right?
My mom did that to us with my brother.
Hierarchy?
No, she said that she loved Dave more than she did the rest of us.
That's worse because that's love. Like spending time. Yeah. Like you say, oh, I click more with Jenny because we play basketball together.
Yeah, but she would say she loved Dave more than she did my other five brothers and sisters. And I was fine with it. Like, I was all right. That meant he had to spend more time with her. I'm over it now. Mom passed away. Yes, Eden.
That's one of the joys of social media is you could tell which child the parent likes better because that's the one they post pictures of.
Mm.
Like, oh, hey, look, you could just tell, like, oh, that one, that's mom's favorite. The other one's dad's favorite.
Yeah. Like, my kids think that I favor one of my daughters, which isn't true. It may have been true at one point, but it's not now. I love them all equally.
Now that they're all adults. And
Yes. There was one that I didn't like very much, my youngest, but now I love her dearly. Yes, Mark.
When you go by favorites, is it the one that gives you the least amount of trouble?
Yeah. Well, you don't love the one that drives you crazy.
Well, you have three others that you do like.
Yeah.
Is it the one that, you know what? I really don't have to deal with her very much
for
him.
Yeah, you know, the one that less maintenance. Yeah. You know, I may favor that one, but that doesn't mean I love them more than my other three children. How did we get here? Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for chat. Oh, missed you guys, man. Listen, first of all, I totally agree with you. Well, no, first of all, the DDC shirts, been a member since 1985. Only you could crack jokes about Dead Dad's Club, dude, for real. From Paulie's lips to God's ears, I would love Bijan on the sideline with the Lions come summertime, man. That would be wonderful for us to have him next fall. Totally agree with you about LeBron James. Don't say nothing to Dylan Brooks. Beat him and just talk about, you know, I don't talk to losers. My question to you, though, is this. I'm sitting here thinking, in 20 years, can you remember a player as dominant as LeBron James, who's averaging 28 points right now? It's going to be like when you talk about in LeBron's time. Dude has covered 2 decades worth of basketball, has been the man from start to finish. I saw him wear out my Pistons, and all of those guys got gray hair now, and he's still doing it.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. And look, you can have Michael Jordan as your best player of all time or whoever you want to have. It's just we haven't seen anything like this with LeBron. And I don't know if we will. To do it for 20 years and be consistent, there hasn't been that much drop-off. Maybe he can't take over a game like he once did, but he still has those moments. Maybe not an entire game, but those moments. Mark Messier, Hall of Famer, joins us coming up. Final hour, Dan and the Danettes. Oh, but wait, there's one more item. We close out hour two every week. In fact, every day we talk about our friends at Panini America, and there's a whole lot to talk about. These are the official trading cards of the DP Show. Make sure you check out their brand new NFT platform that's located at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards there. Also, keep an eye out for NFL Prism. You can get La Liga packs as well, more of your favorite Panini brands. Now is NFTs. And these are the official products of the NFL and the NBA and UFC and FIFA World Cup, collegiate sports, hottest rookie, these biggest superstars, the all-time greats, available in packs or at Panini's public auctions located on the site. Also, Panini NFT platform, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.